This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia has blocked agreement on the final document at a conference reviewing the UN nuclear treaty. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is 50 years old and considered the cornerstone of nuclear disarmament. But the review produced criticism of Russia's military takeover of Europe's largest nuclear power plant and its invasion of Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine have each accused the other of shelling the Zaporizhia plant. The conference's final document, which required unanimous approval, would have had the parties express grave concern for the military activities at or near the facility. Russia maintains there was no consensus and insists many countries objected to a host of issues. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday signed a decree introducing financial benefits for people who left Ukrainian territory to come to Russia, including pensioners, pregnant women, and disabled people. The decree, published on a government portal, establishes monthly pension payments of 10,000 rubles, that's roughly $170 per month, for people who've been forced to leave the territory of Ukraine since February. Disabled people will also be eligible for the same monthly support, while pregnant women are entitled to a one-time benefit. The decree says the payments will be made to citizens of Ukraine and the self-styled Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. Those are two breakaway Russian-backed entities in eastern Ukraine that Moscow recognized as independent in February in a move condemned by Ukraine and the West as illegal. Moscow has been giving Ukrainians Russian passports in what Ukraine and the United States say is an illegal effort by Moscow to annex territory. This is VOA News. Serbia's president on Saturday nominated Ana Brnabic to serve another term as prime minister and to lead a new government through a time of war in Europe, global energy and inflation crises, and tensions with Kosovo. The nomination came more than 5 months after their party won the most votes in a national election. Brnabic became Serbia's first female and openly gay prime minister in 2020. In his announcement Saturday, the Serbian president also said Serbian authorities would ban or postpone the EuroPride gay rights march that had been scheduled for late September in Serbia. He cited the threats of violence from right-wing hooligans and more pressing issues, in his words, such as the energy crisis. It will happen, he said, but in some other happier time. Hundreds of people have held demonstrations in several parts of India to protest a recent government decision to free 11 men who had been jailed for life for gang raping a Muslim woman during India's devastating 2002 religious riots. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has that story.
The protesters in the country's capital, New Delhi, chanted slogans and demanded the government in the western state of Gujarat rescind the decision. Protester Shabnam Hashmi recalls the horrific details of the rape.
A woman was raped and her three-year-old child was killed. And along with that, 14 other members of her family were killed by these 11 people.
The 11 men released on suspended sentences on August 15th, when India celebrated 75 years of independence, were convicted in 2008 of rape, murder and unlawful assembly. The victim, who is now in her 40s, said the decision by the Gujarat state government has left her numb and shaken her faith in justice. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A leading Chad rebel group said Saturday it had killed 10 soldiers in the north of the country, a claim the government has rejected as fake news. The Military Command Council for the Salvation of the Republic said troops had attacked its forces in the region bordering Niger and Libya. The group said its fighters had killed 10 soldiers and captured 8 more. It has refused to sign a peace deal with the government. A government representative told AFP that some 20 rebel vehicles had entered the country over the past week, but the spokesperson said there'd been no skirmish with government forces. And once again, recapping our top story, Russia has blocked agreement on the final document at a conference reviewing the United Nations nuclear treaty. You can hear more on this story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa.